for trust, since there is no attainment. O Lord, not those relying on and abide by means of profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending all city, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times rely upon the perfection of wisdom, and they become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata Om Gate Gate Paragate Parasangate Bodhisattva. Shariputra, this is how the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. As the blessed Buddha rose from that samadhi and said to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, Anubha Bhagavad-Gita-chara, that he has spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra, Venerable Bhagavad-Gita-chara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One.
Yeah. Lama Dona Sova So try to imagine that we will gonna do a big job that benefit ourselves and as well as all the sentient beings. If we able to generate that kind of, thoughts, then, we feel kind of delighted to be here, and as well as it will encourage us to generate some interest for the practice.
Tendriye towa chebu ji yitena ne tenda chebu ji duwe chongro che sona ne chese ni gi ren la ji kale me khabe khesu ga la ne ji bena debu debu de ta yeba phe ji chebu ji du thu ro wa sa.
So with this kind of enthusiasm, if we able to listen, then we are not gonna get bored or tired, and as well as we will accumulate big causes that will, benefit infinite sentient beings.
Mm-hmm. Matu Juno Sosia de Tandapalanga Sochi Tabuduva Karichan Yugore, Karichan Yugore Sasona, Tabuding Kanga, Nironi Sachimoje, Nije, Bet Tonji Yawatone, in Jonare Senepe, Jibutamasoiba, Penichi Maiba Soma Rosalada.
So in the scriptures, you know, why we are always in trouble, never satisfied, because of this, you know, self-cherishing thought that is the cause of all our problems, that is, you know, stated by many, all the masters, including Buddha himself. Not only once, but you know, many, many times.
The Tanda Palanga did you know to show Shadu, Tangan Ronaji? And it should not know to show it in those races and any mallet, Lanshi Malo, but it ain't. And it shall show Lanji Rimbus in the year you cocoa, which you chose, and I am sure Chin and Denis on a ton, I am to appear here and do us.
So, you know. So in this way, you know, now, you know, if we could able to realize that, you know, that is the main causes. So, you know, we are trying here to practice Lam Rim so that we could able to understand, you know, how we, you know, how or, you know, through what way we can get rid of all those things, whatever mentioned in the Lam Rim. So, you know, if we think that way, then, you know, it also, you know, make us kind of, you know, interest and enthusiasm to be here.
Benna Dusalada, Benna Tse, Benna Nagona, Jangjino, Soso Yansa Chambojinima, but the Sado Jennifer. Salva, thank you, and the witchy in Bicola, and the Zenachi Lapan, the witchy John, the social tellers, the Angel Rasona, social tronon shoes in Guru Asalada. The carriage in Guru Asalada.
So, for example, you know, in a, you know, dark night when we are passing through a wood, and all of a sudden, you know, there is a huge cliff, and you know, we are almost, you know, fall down the cliff, and all of a sudden, somebody give you a hand and save you from falling that cliff. At that time, you know, you will generate a great, you know, a happiness or delightful to that person. Why, you know, that kind of happiness and delightfulness is, you know, coming to be.
Then I got to talk about the Sabi, and it led me go again. And it, yes, so you are Salaman, who chose your Robuchi in Allah, Matsuichi. So you can't show you the way into your man, Yasan, who chose your Robuchi dead your was. The look of good delachi, and it, Delia Taji, you talk.
So you are so delighted because you save from that clip and save your life. So that is why you feel really, you know, good. Likewise here too, you know, we are, you know, falling, you know, toward the, you know, toward the unfortunate existence because of our, you know, karma and delusions. But we think that, we have some time to practice, but you never know when we're going to fall into that state, it is unpredictable. It can be, in an hour, it can be in, tomorrow, or it can be next year, who knows. So that is why, before we falling into that, place, if we able to practice and save from that, then how wonderful that would be. So thinking on those, whatever mentioned, and we will try to reflect on whatever mentioned, and we will meditate for some time.
Tato kino chiba chini ngani kase basi chini ni jayu sura tanchi jinjimbo chi tanchi chi di dibi ni shangchu langjiri basi ngi dili yeza nata.
So with that kind of special motivation or thought, what are we going to explain and what are we going to listen is the essence of all the Buddha's teaching, the stages of the path to enlightenment or alamrim.
Dele laba chi danga chi de pichi sawa satin ta kanje karasa gorta socha chi nensa yoye chinche lan chitriya san roson dele laba chi nye jeshe jaya yoye marisan la da dewa duji chitao chi la.
So to achieve happiness, the ultimate happiness, this is the best method that you can find if you look all the three realms and as well as where any sentient beings exist in another world, anywhere, you cannot find a better method than this practice to achieve Buddhahood.
Tēmī bātā kātāmbā lāma sōkī yīnī chū ngū shī sēngē tātī chī dzun chū sēngē tētāng yīnī chū jī yī lāng jī rīmbā lā tuyān shī chēpā nī bātā chū kārī tāng sēngē kātāmbā lāma sōkī yīdī yīnī ngā dzun chū tā ngū shī tī tāngdā pā lā lā chōng mē bācī tō sō tā kē kē pē mē dū yīnī chū chēm bī lāng lā tēn sō sā wā sāng jī tāng sēngē pā bē tī ngā jū dē rō wā sā lā tā.
So then the Atisha asked his disciples or the pupils that, if you have a choice to choose this Lamrim practice and other practice that will attain a clairvoyance and as well as can perform many miracles like that, so what you guy is going to choose. Then, you know, all the people and the disciple said that until now I have attained many clairvoyance and as well as many miracles, but it doesn't help much. So, you know, even a moment of curiosity toward your teaching, I would choose that moment than all those other realizations. So, you know, the answer like that. So, you know, for us too, we are trying to study this Lamrim composed by Lama Tsongkhapa. So, you know, if somebody asks in Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamrim, what kind of topic or the subject it deals with, you know, if somebody asks, then what we could think. So, this stages of the path to enlightenment is composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, this one. So, you know, if somebody asks like that, then there is a tendency to come into thought that Lama Tsongkhapa is the, you know, founder or the trailblazer of the Gelugpa school of thoughts. So, you know, some people might think, you know, we are kind of studying a Gelugpa's thing. So then, if we think like that, that's totally wrong. What we have to think is, in the beginning of the Lamrim teaching trace back to historical Buddha Shakyamuni himself. So, you know, that answered the first chapter. So then, you know, if you think about the second chapter, then, you know, it elaborate further all the Buddha's teaching, sum up in the Lamrim. If you say that, then it becomes so vast and profound. So then in the third chapter, how one should practice a Lamrim who wish to attain the Buddhahood is the topic of the third chapter. So if we look at the third chapter also, you know, it doesn't mention only for the Gelugpas. It mentions all the people who wish to attain Buddhahood should practice like this and instruct like this and listen like this, mentioned in the third chapter. So, you know, it is for all people who wish to attain Buddhahood.
So Benjiko, Kujo Nobujinsona, Jinda Shu and Jehija no Yashitan Jaguin Yahiro as a Tenemareslada.
So, and the fourth chapter, which is the body of the scripture, body of the Lamrim, the, you know, main topic of the Lamrim. So, you know, that chapter talk about the greatness of the teaching, the Lamrim. So it is like, you know, if you are a merchant, if you have a really, you know, a great merchandise, that's really authentic and nobody else possesses that kind of merchandise. Then, you know, if a customer come and question you, you are so glad who question you more, you are delighted that you can answer more, because, you know, you have no any guilty feeling of that merchandise is very genuine, very flawless, and, you know, whoever comes, you can with pride, you can interpret it, advertise your merchandise. Likewise, in the fourth chapter also, you know, it is flawless, and whoever comes to question you, you don't have to hide. You can be ever more delighted to show an answer. And also, that is Rinpoche's private personal thought, that, you know, in nowadays, if many different school of thoughts, including in different Tibetan school of thoughts, and as well as the non-Buddhist school of thoughts, if all gather together and have a kind of debate or explain about their school of thoughts teaching, then whoever presenting this teaching would be in full of confidence and as well as with a pride can present. If the audience or if the people who is observing are unbiased, open-minded thoughts, then, you know, there's no any hesitation or problem about this, doubt about this teaching.
Tenu yinzane ini jero machina ini jango jawa ni basne ini sanje ni bas segre ini kamche ini shinda sanje chambo segre ini ini tembal pacha jana tembal sanje yonjo tabase tembi sanje sanje tamanda wud tenu sanje yore salada.
So therefore, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa is often called as the second Buddha and as well as reformer of the gold, a refiner of the gold, like Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching is like a refined gold, and as well as the king of the Dharma. So, in this way, somebody might think Rinpoche is kind of really advertising or, you know, kind of showing his teaching, not like that. So, if the thing is genuine and good, then it is okay or relevant to be close toward that thing.
당가도 정말 좀 로인다. अनि साजे जेपा लाई ने लांजे तावा शेन्य टेन बिचने टेन लोचे ताजा बिचने नो अनि लांजे तावा शेन्य टेन बिचु सेंगे टेन गोने योवा सलाने का सुनांग.
So now we go through the text and there is the first thing, there is the two chapters and we are on the second chapter. So at that chapter also there are further six chapters and we are come into the chapter that defining characteristic of the students who rely upon the teacher.
So
until now, this the relying on the teacher, the chapter, we so far we are checking and investigating about the somebody. Now, this time. We need to check and investigate ourselves. So we go through the text, the defining characteristic of the students. Students who rely upon the teacher. Arya Deva states in his 400 stanzas. It is said that one who is non-partisan, intelligent, and diligent is a vessel for listening to the teachings. The good qualities of the instructors do not appear, otherwise, nor do those of the
fellow listeners.
So now we read through the text. Arya Devas says that one who is endowed with the three qualities is suitable to listen to the teaching. He also says that if you have all these qualities, the good qualities of one who instructs you in the teaching will appear as good qualities, not as fault.
So
in addition, he says that to such a fully qualified person, the good qualities of the fellow listeners will also appear as good qualities and not as false.
Tiye tada aya dewa ne papa la yeso de kare se so na ne nyebo bo ye ne senye so na kare cha go se so na ne senye so da de ba chi go re so ma le na da.
So Chandra Kirti's commentary that if you a listener do not have all these defining characteristics of a suitable recipients of the teaching, then the influence of your own fault will cause even an extremely pure teacher who instruct you in the teaching to appear to have a fault. So if the listener doesn't possess those three mentioned qualities, then, you know, even mentioned here, even he mentioned here that he won't be suitable recipients of the teaching, because, you know, it will cause even an extremely pure teacher who instructs you in the teaching to appear to have fault. Those mentioned by Chandrakirti, and as well as those masters. So in this way, one will seize the instructor's good quality as a fault, and bad qualities, instructor's bad qualities as a good quality. Like mentioned in the Arya Devas, 400 stanzas, one characteristic of the listener, it should be, listener should be non-partisan, unbiased, intelligent, and diligent. These three are the characteristic of a recipient. So if you don't have that kind of qualities, then the instructor's quality won't appear to you. You won't see the instructor's good quality. Rather, you will see his instructor's bad quality as good quality. So go through the text. Furthermore, you will consider the fault of the one who explains the teaching to be good qualities. So now we read through the text. Therefore, although you might find a teacher who has all the defining characteristics, it may be difficult to recognize their presence. So whatever mentioned here, it is very, very true, because we all cannot recognize the qualities of the instructor. Maybe you guys do, but Rinpoche couldn't able to recognize that. Why we couldn't able to recognize the qualities of the instructor? Because first, whatever mentioned in the 400 stanzas, our mind is not open, and our mind is not unbiased.
To ta pesen man rogin da tela so ne ba ne es shulu me ba te es te yo na te di ne es yen te ma thong ye le pa shi bi de me ne de es o ma ni bo le es shu su nu ye se dong ye es shi wa no ye me po min ji xie sun ba ta ro es o te ba de lo da.
So we read through the text. Thus, it is necessary for the disciple to have these three characteristics in their entirety in order to recognize that the teacher has all the defining characteristics and in order then to rely on the teacher. With respect to these three characteristics, non-partition means not to take side. If you are partitioned, you will be obstructed by your bias and will not recognize good qualities. Because of this, you will not discover the meaning of good teachings as in his heart of the middle way, through taking side, the mind is distressed. Thereby, you will never know peace.
Take it under Karana, so never go and so never as a carita grosses on any Shunu Melata grace.
So, if you are partitioned or not partitioned, mentioned here, how you should know is if you are taking a side or not.
Chitana Masu, Pesha Kono no Mashi, she Messi, Kesha Messi, any penny. Sosogi pene chueshe sa de sosolo naan ronge chi yin sona hiyengen jidang chue keche maashe da. Pene dujing oso leje she san rabu jindro sona. Pige yi hiyengen de la sosolo naan rogo me sona ku gangshi pa tenyo yin tenzi jin tong maare sa la da.
So if our mind is taking a side, you know, when we listen to the teaching, then, you know, it is like, you know, we are going to a lecture or, you know, some kind of lecture. You know, if there is somebody giving a lecture, if you don't like him, whatever that lecturer speaks, whether it's true or not, you're not going to like at all because you don't like him. So you are taking a side. So you're not going to like him at all. If he is not telling the truth, then of course, if he is telling the truth, even though you're not going to like him, taking a side.
Did you join Cassio or Sazona? Penaron Shola Tabioi. You go a resonant.
So if you take a side, then what would be the fault is that you are a partition. You are partition toward, you are taking side toward your friends, relatives, and whoever you like, and you are leaving aside those whom you don't like.
Penan deni chi sa haje de pena ta chi de pena chong la gang yi mi chi la ni chong yi ni mi xie song de ko de le che ba che ma na ro ma de sa la da.
So the analogy here again, you know, if one is a old alcoholic person, then you know how much you talk about the faults of alcohol, he's not going to believe it. He really attached toward that, you know, substances.
Tell me, Jana Karilo, quality, shame, you show, quitting Yogumar, Kogumar, is in Yushagro Alada.
And, you know, if you try to talk to that alcoholic about the mistake of the alcohol, then people will say, oh, don't talk to him, he, you know, how much you talk, you know, it won't attract him, you know, at all. People will say like that.
Then, kola chungyo ni mishe sa ki, nyuru mi bita tere salada.
Why, you know, people will ask you not to talk about that? Because, you know, he is not the proper recipients of those, you know, advice.
Then the Casa, Robin Ledigi, and Omani Bonason, the Shosunhoa, the Candigilis, Severus, and Shosunhoa, and the Jungarius, and Shosunhoa, the Nigi, and say, me but the dinner. And then a Shoataba in Totumar said, I let the pay when I send a day, get a carasana, cook it, Bena, Yana, Shosunho said, Yana, Chutanji. Then your marries. Yana Chotaji Dembatuba Yoris, then you can't only show some moons and Michina, and still in the top of the Tanja Chamber City, do not at her marison to us another.
So, like mentioned here, the Baba Vivekas states in his heart of the middle way, that if you are partitioned, you will be obstructed by your bias and will not recognize good qualities. So, you know, if you are a partition toward the, you know, absolutism, and if you are biased toward the another nihilism, then, you know, to that person, you know, no matter how you're going to talk about the middle way, you know, it doesn't affect him at all. So taking, we go through the text, taking side is to have attachment for your own religious system and hostility toward others. Look for it in your own mind and then discard it, for it says in the Bodhisattva's vow of liberation. Bodhisattva Pratimoksha. So that's very true, because if you really, you know, taking a side toward your religious, you know, even though you don't have a hostility feeling toward the other religion, but because of your habituation, how much, you know, other religion try to speak to you, you won't generate any curiosity, even a moment of curiosity toward that thing. So in the beginning, you know, Rinpoche prays a lot about this, you know, Lama Tsongkhapa's Lamrim teaching. So, you know, to you guys, is that praise relevant or not? What do you guys think? So we take a break here.
Ali Matias Loginda. They use such a such in the most in Jagalada. The danger, Nature Casa, danger, Homin Sini, the Sunny.
We will try to finish the first, you know, this one chapter, and then we will do the question and answers.
Aye, that the danger test Malawi, the Shanju Sembe Sosa Tabendoles. Jean de Botandes, Kimbot and Robin.
So we go through the text, Bodhisattva vow of liberation says, after giving up your own assertions, respect and abide in the text of the abbot and master. So generally, you know, if one is a partition, then whether it is a mundane thing or a dharma thing, that person is considered as not perfect. So partition means taking a side. Whether you take the your side or whether you take the other side. So you are falling into any of that side.
Then you can't show the manu a cheat in a battle, Chidanga Umas, Lavuras, Lada. Then you go over the Trampatan Shach.
So usually we say that, you know, middle way. Middle way means that you are not taking side toward your own, and also you are not taking side toward the others. So you are in the middle. So, you know, that person is perfect, that person is honest, and that person is, you know, is legitimate.
So never sing it that you tombo my inga chilla, quachella da.
So partition, if one is partitioned, then you know he is dishonest.
Then the wrong agent, the Lanichim Coronamus on the Shono said, any Rangi Lula Chapajan, any Chulujina, Dawaches or Ina, any Dino Yumarison do Asalada.
So over here, you know, partition means that, you know, you are as taking side toward your own viewpoint or religion, and you know, you are hostility toward other school of thoughts or the religions.
Jitin de Chana Senate and Epici, Hambachando, Jermata Conje, Titanda, but the Jinjuan Chilla, and Chulujin La Danse and the Machima the Conje Chulu, Sosola Ransom, Somas in the Titanda, but the Devare all other.
So, until now, whether we are hostility toward the other religion or not, but you know, we have the full freedom toward our own religion.
This is Jungle Rumo Chulu Kangala, Betano Jacques and the Chulu Kangala Jew Chekhus, then Yangachiri and Wasalata.
So nowadays, His Holiness the Dalai Lama always, you know, advise that respect toward all the religions, and as well as get familiarity toward all the religions.
Then again, human general machine at Haran Sondo Asalada, Rangi Lula Chani, Jenji Chulula Dawanchi, any tender in Saint Rangil, Dumudutane, Yonam, and Maple Social, Santa Sondo Asalada.
So, likewise, you know, here Lama Tsongkhapa also mentioned the same thing long time ago, that if you are a, you know, listener, then first you check yourself that you are taking a side toward your religion or not. If you're taking a side toward your religion, then you know it would be not a good recipient of his teaching.
Dani batim loga. Xie sun bi shuo shi. De zong ji chu chu gang yang na ni suo ne jiang shi ni li xi lang yang da ba dang shi li xi lang.
So here is this question. Is just that one characteristic enough? Reply, though non-partitions, if you do not have the mental force to distinguish between correct Go through the text. Question, is just that one characteristic enough? Reply, though non-partitions, if you do not have the mental force to distinguish between correct path of the good explanation and the counterfeit path of the false explanation, you are not fit to listen to the teaching. Therefore, you must have the intelligence that understand both of these. By this account, you will give up what is unproductive and then adopt what is productive.
So,
talk about the second characteristic of the listener, that is intelligent.
Nipa lo da denpa chi gogore se di kecha karishye war se so na, bena shuji kaya me na yang ji jimale de lingi ji na yang shuji ka na daji che tungi ji gogore se la da.
So, you know, first thing, you are not partitioned. That not partitioned is not good enough. Because, you know, if you don't have the intelligence, even though you are in the middle, open, unbiased and open-minded, but if you don't have the intelligence, then you cannot able to check and investigate both sides. Mm-hmm. So you must be intelligent enough to check the both stands.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you are non-partitioned, but you don't have the mental intelligence of the power to check it is a good explanation or a counterfeit path of the false explanation. So, you know, if you don't have that intelligence, then, you know, only, you know, unbiased is not sufficient.
Pena nga suki, tela peja di pena lembo china kati cheju ya ma reyes. Sene peja go lo de lembo de pena chu singi de sa de sa jile chulu sha yana nzugu yu rumo kati ni chu de jile ju uro as. Teno ki lembo china kati ma jes. Pena ngubi kala tani ngoshose, ngubi kala tani gotose. Jitsi juni mebi tontani cheju ya ma reyes ngu arsa lada.
So if you don't have the intelligence, you know, then it is like there is a Tibetan saying that unintelligent person are like a, you know, water, you know, falling down. You can direct anywhere that water. So unintelligent person would be like that, you know, that, you know, if somebody talk about a really, really sad thing and, you know, everybody cry, and you don't know anything about, or you didn't understand anything about, you don't understand anything about, but you cry because everybody is crying. You cry with them. And, you know, everybody is laughing. You didn't understand the reason why they are laughing. And everybody is laughing, then you also laugh with all those people. It would be dumb like that.
Then
it would be like if we all of a sudden we enter to a place where everybody is crying, then you know you don't know the reason, but everybody is crying and they have a, you know, very strong emotion looking at their, you know, outer experience, and you know, tear fall down, then you also get the effect, and not long enough, you're gonna be cry with them too.
Mumu which Gimoson do any anti-sanjango, Gimokarcha Gimoshoga, and Kesetogros. Then you can go to Gimoton, Iga Kaya, son, Jesitajiton, Mato, Migilandi, and Lassi Chejimay in Sarasalada.
So likewise, when we enter a house, all of a sudden, you know, there everybody is laughing, then maybe you won't laugh. At this time, you might ask, you know, why you guys are laughing. So, you know, so like that, you know, don't try to imitate other, you know. You just, you know, have a reason to laugh and reason to cry. You have intelligence to check that out.
ti jinsen kare shiya so na kanche pi yulu taji che tungi ji ji soso ene lojun ta denba chi gogo re se she se ta denba chi.
So the point here is, you know, whatever the object is, you know, you need to have a you know, enough intelligence to you know, to analyze that object.
That's also given a soul, never ten year, any lot of them, but ten year now, any logic of kicking magenta, double in the end of the dinner. I just can draw your marines and tea tandal cargo in Tony, said the gorilla, such a sumba.
So now go through the text, you know, are just these two enough? You have the, you know, intelligent and you are non-partitioned, you know. If you got these two, then, you know, if somebody else is enough, it is not enough. Because, you know, if you, even though you got these two and you don't have any interest about anything, and here you diligent. If you are not diligent, then you not gonna progress, or you not gonna learn anything, cause you are not diligent.
Tamaluinda, inoasje. Ni tenye zangje chukanya naas, tenye yejangas. Rumi chenye bata mezo na. No, the wrong yes, don't the new one, chamber than them, but goes was, moron yes, Ale. No, the moron yes, the new chamber than them, but goes was, it about the lot.
So we read through the text.
Such as somebody is a real lot.
Question, are just these two enough? Reply, though having both of these, if like a drawing of a person who is listening to the teaching, you are inactive, you are not fit to listen to the teaching, therefore you must have great diligence.
Chuse de nyu di de nyu da de me go ne nyu go ma de pena ji nga bu je dong wa zun dong ba ji ta ya bo ten ya son de dang de ri ji kan je remi ji dan ya ba san de ji la ni chue nyu ba de ge ma res chue nga be de gang kun ba de nyu lo la zun ne ni xie ba ji che go re son do ta de ta da.
So the meaning of this is that, you know, when you listen to the teaching, you need to be great diligent, and whatever, you know, teaching says, that, you know, you need to understand, to listen to the teaching is not like listening to a singing or listening to a music. It's not
like that.
So we read through the text. Chandrakirti's commentary says, after adding the three qualities of the student to the two qualities of being focused and having respect for the teaching and its instructor, there are a total of five qualities.
So, 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 so,
so then these five qualities can be reduced into four. Striving very diligently at the teaching, focusing the mind well then listening to the teaching, having great respect for the teacher and teaching and its instructor, and discarding bad explanations and retaining good explanations.
Lot of them passing into your son, any Jipoti, Tinjela, lot of them passed Gores, Penachula, Tenu Chambo Yuachi, any Chu Nubis and Majipa Tambachi, any Chota Chumal, Kibanjoba, any
So the diligent would be the complement, you know, toward these four. If you have a diligent, then striving very diligently at the teaching. And if you have a diligent, focusing the mind well, then listening to the teaching. If you have a diligent, having great respect for the teaching and instructors. And if you have a diligent, discarding bad explanation and retaining good explanation.
So,
why these four doesn't arise within the listener? Because, you know, your mind is a partition, so it doesn't retain, it doesn't arise. So if you are non-partition, then you know these four also arises.
So
this is like, you know, like we try to practice, you know, engaging in the bodhisattvas, practice, but you know we always fail. Why? It doesn't arise strongly. Because, you know, why? Because we are so biased toward our self-cherishing thoughts.
So why
we are not interested to practice bodhisattvas practice is because, you know, we are too much attached toward this life's mundane concerns. So in this way, you know, this mentioned here, you know, non-bias, intelligent, diligent, is important, and hope, you know, everybody get a, you know, certain degree of understanding on these things. So it is like, you know, when you going to buy a house, you know, the non-partition thought is like a door open. And, you know, interested is, you know, you enter that house. And the diligence is like, then you try to check everything, inspect everything. So it is like that.
So, Kazan Gietje, Toan, so never was. And it told him a logic into a logic. Ben Lamitri, you chew tenas, Tomasa, Talasa, Tana Gawagans, Matana Shima, Tinje, the Toy, Julian Beba Shago, Bears, then you chew ten the Sheba Shade, Dragi Tiny Michena, Toshu Minju Bears, then you chamberle, Nyamban Joro was an logic into a logic.
We go through the text. Having intelligence is a favorable condition that give rise to this 4. Being non-partition, get rid of the unfavorable condition of the taking sides. Investigates whether these attributes that make you suitable to be led by a guru are complete. If they are complete, cultivate delight. If they are incomplete, you must make an effort to obtain the causes that will complete them before your next life. Therefore, know the qualities of a listener. If you do not know their defining characteristics, you will not engage in an investigation to see whether they are complete and will thereby ruin your great purpose.
Jejabanda jejabin rebani ni no sombi ni cheni songse na ngase na kanje de roni le chondu mundu ta je che shu chondu na ni gawa gawa songdo.
So like mentioned here, you know, we need to check ourselves that, you know, we possess this, you know, mentioned in the 400 stanzas and as well as the Chandra Kirtis, you know, total five qualities of the listener. If we have this, you know, we feel, you know, delighted, cultivate delight. And if not, then, you know, make effort to obtain these five qualities.
And
if not, you know, make every effort to have these five qualities before your next life, before our next life.
So
therefore, we need to know the quality of listener. If you don't know, then their defining characteristic, then we're not going to engage in an investigation, to see whether they are complete or not. You know, if we couldn't ever to do that, then, you know, thereby ruin our great purpose.
Tell us about the other several other. Then the chip on going on the sailor and I carried a logger. Sailor and Harara Segre, Shamaluna, Harara Segre, Kiel and George and Rogumar, to carry us and a soda dollar salada.
So, like there's a Tibetan saying that, you know, when the teachers scold the pupils that, you know, you are so dumb like a donkey, because if I tell you a good thing, you know, you won't listen, discard it. And if I tell you a bad thing, you not listen, discard it. It is like a donkey that if you put a gold in the donkey's ear, he will wiggle, shake, and throw all the gold dust out. And if you put a handful of dust in the donkey's ear, he will do the same thing. So either way, you know, it's not going to retain. So therefore, you know, we all, you know, with an open mind, check ourselves, not with a kind of arrogance or pride, that even though you don't know that, we think, I know a lot, this I don't need to investigate I don't need to define those characteristics. You know, with the open mind, without any arrogance or pride, check ourselves. If these things arise and possess by within oneself, then feel delighted. If not, then, you know, seek for it.
So, Taji Chedi, Sosoma, Pena Sembatima Pony, Taji Chegodo, Bet Tombo Ale Soso Najedo, which in Bed Machat, Pena Chihena on a cake machine, which is eating on a Madden, any Gene Yachitadi, any Gene Chitwang in Doasalada.
So, when we investigate, that first, you know, we need to be, you know, down on the earth. Not like, you know, I have learned, read many, you know, teachings, heard many teachings. I know it, you know. Not like that kind of pride. Just pretend like, even though you know, you don't know anything about. And then look up and check, you know, if you really know it or not. You know, then it, you will see, you know, everything.
Chidon ngasun jitten shone kese chana re me yaro de mo zang shu sing de tombo ale so so ro je ma po ne ni jen da la ji xiao xi xiao ro de jen da ka je ya re ta ne xiao xi ru yin ji ma do so so gao de mo o ye chen ne de ngi ji ji me zong bo ji de cha gu me do as la da.
So in the mundane world also, you know, if you are polite and you know, if you are good reasonable person or not, that depends on how you know you are down to earth, you know, that consider all other as higher than you, then that person consider as a good, reasonable, and good person. If you kind of pretend yourself, you are yourself as the highest, and try to dictate from the above to the other, then, you know, nobody will consider you as a good person.
Tanji Dripa no, Chuta Chumal, Kipacheva singing the Chin, Tibet Henders one ladder. Then you Jimmy Chuchuna Jagamaris ladder. Kaduina. Ini rani le kian ba song de je kan je yin den je la ni ge ba de ge xi zhe ge se de ti jin ko rong jian cha ru wa se la da ji de mi yin na re kan de yin na.
So in here, having great respect for the teacher and its instructor in the third. So it is not only to the you know, to the dharma practitioner. Even though in the mundane field also, you know, whatever in every field, you know, you need to respect your instructor or your teacher, you know. If you do that, you know, you're not going to lose anything. You will gain, you know, by doing that.
To reach a calling or mother penning, end over the Charonso Chesian, Charonso in Alla Cubacego said, Yeah, Charonso Chesian, I don't latch a limb on the Tendrick, a quadrant Marisalat.
So, we should think like that, you know. Don't think like that, you know, such as Rinpoche is giving the teaching. So, you know, having great respect for Rinpoche, for the teaching as an instructor, you know, it is not like taking a fee, you know, a respect as a fee for his teaching. It is not like that. You know, it is in every field, not only in Dharma, every field, you know, respect the elders, respect the teachers, like that. If you do that, you know, you're going to get benefit. So we will do the question answer at this time. And any questions you guys have, you know.
Chidon and Topa Sarujan Yarma do a Maresalada. Topa Sana Tensos and Tenso de Jane, the Jenny turned out Hegro Lada. Topa the Tenso Kia Machin and also you load the Dembassing and Hego Marcelada.
If you guys have any doubts or are skeptical like that, then it's good. It will purify the ignorance. If you don't, then you know, remain in ignorance. So when you do the analysis, you know, in the monastery, they are saying first, in any object, your mind is really, you know, ignorant, and you have full confidence, you know, that thing is as it is, you know. Then, you know, when you analyze, then, you know, you are skeptical and arise a doubt, you know, then, you know, whether this is right, whether this right, you know, you could not able to decide. Then this comes the second.
Lo jering che den ra pe na legend su san tombo legend ta chi de yo ma re sa la ni pi gi ye ta chi ye legend me bi ye bi du chi de chi o legend yo de me pi chi yo mi ro sing te so le o da te so le di te so ya de le so ne pi chi yo sa de sing te so ya de le ni di ye la ni du se ne to ai lo yi jering den de so wa re sa la de
so the system systematic or the gradual you know thought process of the analyze analytical you know meditation or
tenso le tenju ji tenso de tenmen ji tenso se ni la go la da tena legend de pechi yo sa mare se son tenmen ji ji tenso pechi yo sa re se son tenju ji tenso di ni ba de la ni ten do be tenso je go tenso se jo ye ten do go lo ti je go
so you know whatever is the object such as you know law of cause and effect at the beginning you know our mind is that there is no law of cause and effect. You know, that is, you know, definite. Our holding firmly there. Then, you know, somebody tells you, you know, there is a law of cause and effect like such and such and such, such, such with many explanations and read and whatever. Then, you know, you become kind of skeptical or doubt. Oh, looking that thing, you know, maybe, maybe not, you know, that there are two different kind of doubt or skeptical. One is, you know, change to a good one. One doubt change to a bad one. So these are two doubts. So one doubt will lead you to there is a law of cause and effect. The other bad one, there is no any law of cause and effect. So this two. Then after this two, then you analyze again further, you know. Then at the end, you know, you will have a full conviction through reasonings that, you know, there is a law of cause and effect. So that is the, you know, a valid, you know, thing.
Tendo wa de chong le ji mi ji de song de chong gu du ala da. Tendo ki ta ji cheng ji mi ji cha wa la. Ta ji gong su xie ban na yi song de ye ba de chong gu du wa.
So in order to be that kind of person, you know, we need to have, you know, first thing, non-partition and intelligence and diligence. These three qualities must be within us.
Tao Yuan Nanji.
anymore.
Lobsang, I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
The purpose of the Lamrim is to transform the mind. And by transforming the mind, then the Lamrim itself must be transformed, since there's a relation between the Lamrim and the transformed mind. So I wanted to ask Rinpoche, in which way is the Lamrim transformed as the mind itself transforms?
Jondar thambayi na theda chabchido ani lamrim diye jong sawar wasa. Ta logi lamrim jong lamrim ki lo jong chikba ta kunyi dewa dinde roj marwe ya toh chisa.
Ten lo jong karsa lamrim no ni sumbi lo jong ki tensi chiyoro. Ten lo jong ki tsede jidan kaburo wa ta kanje.
So, what you are saying is that, you know, such as training our mind to the awaken mind or bodhicitta. So when you train your mind according to the Lamrim explanation, then once your mind is transformed into the bodhi mind, then you know the Lamrim transform your mind, and as well as mind also transform the Lamrim into the bodhi mind. So you can say something like that.
Bena sangye ye song yige kachi chunje soso ge nyane le ja singe chi cha sona ani bena lare ye lojon de chebi ta re sala da.
So how that gonna be is, you know, like the Buddha's teaching, even, you know, there is only one syllable, ka, you know, if you consider that only one syllable, ka, as a teaching of Buddha, then you know that, you know, you know how to practice Lamrim.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the profound side, you know, and, you know, for people like us, you know, to consider oneself as how to practice Lamrim is like, you know, beginning from the reliance on the teacher's chapter to the end, you know, attain the Buddhahood. So you know all those chapters, you know, remember all those chapters, and when you meditate, you know, you stay in the meditative, you know, equipoise, then, you know, all the, you know, the practice arises in your mind, sees through your mind, then, you know, for people like us, we can say that we know how to practice Lamrim.
Then, Ani pene shenye tenshi neya zonde megi ki sanje sal mara lanri nusomba nangi ki chi miba ganja ne detuwe ki pa kama chu chenga sisi ganja. Ani ganja ba le tena soso le chi tsua dewa da wuchi yuna pene ngando wuchi yuna tenri chili chukhi che lanri ki nyangle te yu sene. Pe popa che chuwe chi da tenri chi yuna chi loka kongen chi pechi yin sa lada.
So like Rinpoche, you know, for his view that if he has, you know, if he knows all the, you know, chapters of the Lamrim, and when he sit on meditate, and then all those chapters, you know, gradually elaborate, and at the same time, he has a certain degree of feeling in his meditation, then, you know, he could be satisfied that, you know, and he will be a pride that, you know, now I am a Lamrim. I know how to practice Lamrim. Other than that, you know about attaining the body mind and as well as attaining the, you know, pure renunciation in this life, you know, it is beyond imagination.
Anymore.
So for all of us, you know, if we could recall all the chapters from beginning to the attaining the Buddhahood, you know, all these chapters, and we could able to meditate on those chapters and have a sense of feeling and feel delighted about those things, then, you know, for like us, you know, that would be a demarcation as a Lamrim practitioner.
So
and many masters, you know, in Tibet, they used to say that when you are dying in your bedside, if there is a Lamrim teaching, then, you know, it won't let you fall into the lower existence. So we stop here. So like mentioned there, you know, if we have, you know, attained those five qualities, good, then not, you know, at least we try to attain before our next life. I mentioned like here, you know, we will dedicate for that thing.
Sanje Shodong Abba